some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers. Things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Telephone number to be with us today, as always, is 1-866-444-3478. Somebody called and couldn't hold and wanted me to talk about grasshopper control, and I will do that. And before we go back to the lines, I'll go through the basic program, and then I want to give you the tip. The Victor dog food tip of the week has to do with a great way to get good new family members, and that's pets at the various rescue organizations. We specifically help the SPCA here in Dallas. I've already talked about Bella May, but I wanted to again because she looks great. 5-year-old, 81-pound Labrador Retriever mix, beautiful eyes, and just sweet as she can be. It says in here, and I believe that. We have a similar kind of dog ourselves that we rescued from the SPCA. Our Carmen was 110 pounds when we rescued her, and I think she was 7 years old when we got her, and she's just been the sweetest dog we've ever had. So those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, take a look at Bella May. We need to give her a home and some help. And also from previous weeks, as I mentioned before, Colonel, Como, Sparks, still waiting for homes. Wherever you are in the country, these rescue organizations, whether it's SPCA or others, great place to get a pet and help some animals that need help. So we appreciate doing whatever you can do there. And it doesn't matter what kind of dog you're interested in, purebred, mutt like ours are, or whatever, that's the way to go. Victor brings you our spots of tips and things. That's the tip today. It's victordogfood.com for more information about this wonderful line of dog food and cat food that I recommend highly. victordogfood.com. Let's see, grasshoppers and then back to the phone. So jump on here at 866-444-3478. One of the great tips, kind of a tip, and it originated from some of our recommendations, but grew into a more specific program, and a great tip came from one of our listeners, and that is every year, just like we recommend, to put out beneficial nematodes when the season gets started, when things start to grow. Well, that's when the grasshoppers are getting going too. So putting out beneficial nematodes over the as large an area as possible is a great part of the control. And the other biological that starts going out at the same time, and I think the real good programs use more than one application. Of course, it depends on your budget, but along with the beneficial nematodes being applied, the biological product called Nolobate or Semispore, in other words, any of the products that contain Nosema locusti, which is the active ingredient, it's the killing bacteria that's in the product, and you're going to kill the eggs and the instars, in other words, the young grasshoppers as they're starting to grow before they emerge, and it's just a great way to go. The other thing on grasshoppers is if you miss that work, which is the best control, and you have the adult grasshoppers, or if they come in, you know, blow in a cloud from some other part of the world, what you have to resort to at that point is spraying what's called kaolin clay, K-A-O-L-I-N. It's a very fine textured clay, basically the same stuff that's used in making pottery, but it's a really well ground, extremely fine, like a talcum powder consistency. So it goes into a water mixture suspension, and you spray it in a wet spray, a liquid spray. What it does is set up a particle film, a white particle film on the plants, and the grasshoppers stop feeding. It confuses them, and they stop feeding. Yes, you do have the white particle film on the plants and on the fruit, for a while, but it washes off and is not dangerous in any way. So that's the grasshopper program, and it's on our website. It's on dirtdoctor.com. You just go to the library and go to grasshoppers. Everything in the library of the website is in alphabetical order. Let's see who's next. Chuck in New Lenox, Illinois, I believe it is. Hello, Chuck.
Yes, hello.
What's up?
Yeah, I have a garden pear tree. It's a real big problem.
Oh, boy, Chuck, we've got a terrible connection there. Is there any way you can move or change phones or something?
I'm on a cell phone. I've been waiting for a while.
Okay, go ahead. I can hear you better now. Go ahead again.
Okay. Well, it's got the problem with the suckers that come out. The sucker roots are all over, and I bought some stuff, sprayed it on, never did any good. I just cut them every time they come up, but there just seems like there's going to be more and more.
These are suckers at the base of your pear tree, is that what you said?
Yes, flowering pear.
Okay. Well, it's a common problem, but one thing you can do that will help a whole lot, Chuck, is to do a physical change to the base of the tree. Almost all trees, and ornamental pears are certainly in this category, are too deep in the soil. They come to you in the beginning because they're deep in the soil, because they were deep in the container that came from the growing operation that went to the nursery before it came to you. So it's not necessarily your fault at all. If you'll take hard tools and work very, very carefully to remove the soil, better still is to get a stiff brush like a horse brush and brush the soil away, expose that flare. In 9 cases out of 10, that'll stop the suckering from the base of the plant. Not 100% of the time, but almost 100% of the time.
Yeah, it seems to have spread quite far from the tree now. That's what is really irritating as well.
Well, that's a little different issue. That's a genetic kind of thing that's a little bit difficult to correct other than mowing them off.
Yeah, well, I do that. I'll try cutting from the base, like you said.
Expose the flare, and I think it'll help you even with the roots that are out away from the trunk of the tree.
Yeah, I thought about something like that, but I didn't know if that was a good idea. I'll try.
It'll help, even if it doesn't stop the suckering, it'll help the health of your tree.
Right, I'll give that a try.
Let me know how it works. Thanks, Chuck.
Right, thank you. Bye-bye.
It's, there's an open line for you at 866-444-3478. Daryl in Tishomingo, Oklahoma. Hi, Daryl.
Yeah. I got a little poodle that has seed ticks. What can I do?
Well, the most effective control of ticks on the site is beneficial nematodes. Beneficial nematodes, you buy mail order, put them out according to the label instructions. They're especially good on small ticks like that and on ticks when they're young and just getting started early in the year. At this time of the year, if they're already on the animal, what you're going to have to do is bathing the animal, and you can do it in very mild soaps, and at the most put a little bit of orange oil into the bath water and brush it real thoroughly through the coat, and it'll get rid of the ticks that are on the animal pretty well.
Okay, so any kind of soap you suggest?
Well, what we do, we use really mild soaps that are designed for bathing animals that we get from stores. Just look at the ingredients and look for, you know, really mild ingredients. You don't want anything that's a harsh pesticide, even pyrethrum or, you know, the so-called organic things. You certainly don't want rotenone, no pyrethrum. Look for things like maybe essential oils, orange oil. A lot of the good shampoos have oatmeal and, you know, real soft acting kind of things like that. And if you just use a regular soap, just a plain soap like you would clean in the house, like Shackley's or BioGreen or, you know, the good quality clean soaps, just add a little bit, very little bit of orange oil to that.
Okay, where would I get orange oil?
Well, most of the garden centers that sell any kind of organic stuff at all will sell orange oil. Some of the hardware stores and feed stores will sell it.
All right.
And if that doesn't work, you can always go online and buy it mail order. Anybody that sells organic products will sell orange oil.
Very good.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate the call. Open line and for you at 866-444-3478. We'll talk about some fruit and some wasps and various other things when we come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and if you want our free newsletter, just go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, fill out the form. It's right there on the homepage. I'll be back after this. I have a great recommendation for container gardening. SmartPot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit kyolic.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. We're going to go to Oak Cliff here in Dallas and talk to Dino next. Hello, Dino.
Good morning, sir. Last Sunday, this lady had a problem with the black wasp buzzing around her chimney.
Uh-huh.
Something fell on the end of the house.
Right.
Staggered around. Did she ever find a cure for that, sir?
Well, I don't know that we found one specifically for it. I got a couple of calls from people who had suggestions. The curious thing was how they got in there, because I'm pretty sure she said she had some kind of screen to protect them from getting in, and they were getting in there anyway. Are you having a similar problem?
Oh, no, sir. I believe I know why.
Okay, great.
She said that she used her fireplace with the gas. Now, it could be the gas has that rotten smell in it to make us realize we have a leak.
Right, right.
She has a small leak someplace that's attracting these bugs, and they like the smell of it, and they come on down the chimney, and by the time they get inside, they're drunk.
Yeah, it's probably a pretty good thought about what the deal is. I think that anybody with a chimney probably needs a guard on the top of it to keep the critters from getting in. But even if you have a welded wire mesh or something like that, the small insects could still get through, I suppose. That makes sense. Some kind of a fragrance that would attract them makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think that she's got a small gas leak. She called a plumber out.
Yep.
Get her a bottle of soapy water and hit all the connections in the pipes. I bet you'll find that it's leaking someplace, and that's going up the chimney and attracting the little bugs that want to come in and eat whatever it is they smell.
I think you've figured it out, and I appreciate it very much.
Thank you, sir. Have a good one.
You too. Thanks, Dino. I think he probably nailed it there. I hope she was listening today. Let's next go to George in Alvarado, Texas. Hello, George.
Yes, sir. I got a question for you. I had a persimmon tree that died last year.
Okay.
It was a big Japanese, I guess, a big persimmon.
Big fruit, okay.
Right, yeah. And anyway, it died. And this spring, I got shoots that came up from the roots where that old persimmon tree was.
Right.
And, heck, them things are about five and a half feet tall now. And I just wondered if they would bear fruit if I just cut them down, get rid of them.
It's a guessing game, George.
Okay.
Yeah, because that's going to be the rootstock. Most of the persimmon trees, the Japanese persimmon trees, are grafted onto other rootstock. Not 100% of the time, and you just don't know what that rootstock is. The only way you're going to find out whether it could produce or not would be to leave one of the best, biggest, strongest of those shoots, cut all the rest of them down, let it grow and produce for a while, probably take a couple of years, whether you'll see if it can produce any fruit or not.
Okay. I didn't know if they grafted them to wild persimmons or what they grafted them to.
They probably graft them to something that's really tough and doesn't produce fruit very well. But the only way you can know about it is to let it grow and see what it produces. You might be surprised. You might come up with some fairly small fruit that might be really good.
Okay. I got one more question if you got a minute.
Sure.
Okay. I got some chickens.
Okay.
And they're free-range chickens. They got 5 acres that they run around on and they eat bugs and everything else. And I give my eggs away.
Mm-hmm.
And one guy says he wouldn't eat them eggs because them chickens out there scratching in dirt and horse manure and whatever. And he says, them eggs are bad.
Well,
I said, well, you know, you ever tasted them store-bought eggs?
He makes it easy for you just to keep those eggs and give them to people who have a little bit more common sense than that. That's not right at all.
No, I didn't think so, but I eat them eggs. I've been eating them eggs for 70-something years.
Sure.
Now, I ain't got no problem.
Well, plus the fact you've noticed that those eggs, compared to the ones you get in the restaurant or the other people might serve, yours are orange and stand up real tall and have a better texture, and they also have more food value and more everything good. So, no, eating bugs and manure and things like that's what chickens are supposed to be doing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay. I said, I think you're crazy.
You need to get advice from some other people or give it out. Thanks, George.
Okay, appreciate it.
Appreciate your call. Let's go to Cal's next up, Winsboro, Texas. I'm from Pittsburgh, Texas, just down the road from you, Cal.
Yeah, I've been to Pittsburgh many times. Say, I got a bunch of old spoiled baleage rows from a dairy farmer around here, and I'm wondering what the best way to compost those would be.
I'm sorry, I missed what it was exactly again.
They call it baleage. It's just baled hay wrapped up in plastic.
Okay, so I've never heard that term, baleage. Okay. The best way to compost it would be to take it out of the covering that it's got and mix some molasses and or manure and or green plant material in with it, and if you could get some ground up fresh tree trimmings from some tree care company that's working in the neighborhood that might give it to you for free and love to not have to haul it away.
Yeah, I already have a bunch of that.
Yeah, mix that in when you'll have a beautiful compost underway.
Okay, you know, that baleage is put up kind of wet, and the stuff that I got was real wet.
That's okay, that's no problem.
Yeah, I was just wondering if that process kills the seeds.
The composting will kill the seeds. The heat up to 140, 150 degrees will kill any kind of weed seed in there. The wetness probably won't. Let me put you on hold. If you had something else, got to run. Be back after this.
All right.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore. To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Hi, Howard, back with you. And I was talking off the air the last caller about something that he has run into that may be an important discovery. He's got an ant that is on his property. He calls them white-butted ants because they have a lighter-colored abdomen, and he thinks that they're doing some control of the fire ants on the property. So he's going to send some pictures, and we'll look into that more and, of course, keep you posted. Next up with me here is Norma in Delaware. Eddendale, Delaware, Norma?
Ellendale.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Nice to talk with you, Howard.
Well, thanks for calling.
About 15 years ago, we planted a lilac bush up next to our porch, and the thing has taken over my flower bed completely, and we want to remove it. But I'm afraid if we try pulling it out, we're going to damage the foundation of our porch. So I'm wondering if you have any ideas about how to get rid of it.
Well, I don't know how you'd pull it out anyway. What were you thinking about?
Well, we pulled one out with a pickup truck one time that
okay.
wasn't close to the house.
I thought that might be what you were thinking about. Yeah. I don't, if it would pull it out that way, Norma, I don't think it would hurt your foundation at all. Lilacs don't have a great big, huge, aggressive root system,
okay.
So that would be fine. The other way to go would be just to hire the landscape company or nursery to come and dig it out for you. If it's a big, beautiful plant, you might want to replant it and use it somewhere else, and you could move it this fall, which isn't very far away now.
Right. It's not really that pretty anymore.
It's not that good? Okay.
No. Uh-uh.
Well, the other way to go is just to cut it down, flush with the ground with a chainsaw, drill holes in the stump, fill the holes full of some kind of sugar, molasses or any kind of sugar that you have around the place. Wet it down real well, cover it with mulch, and leave it mulched, and it'll die out, rot away. So
okay, well, that's three good ideas of what to try, so I'll give one of them a whirl.
Okay, one final one, so everybody hears this, so they'll think that didn't forget it, is if you work with a landscape contractor or a tree guy, they'll use what's called a stump grinder. They'll cut it down flush with the ground and grind it out below grade. And you don't even have to drill the holes and wait for it to rot. It's an instant cure for the way to get rid of the plant.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you so much, Howie. Love your show.
Thanks. Call us again, okay?
Okay, bye.
Let's go next. Oh, wait. Somebody called Maggie, maybe our friend from Fort Worth, called and said that horse apples would repel mice and rats. A couple of people have called about that today. Horse apples, the Bodark fruit, in other words. We've heard a lot, and we've talked about it a lot, that they will repel roaches quite well and some other insects around the place. Didn't know they were that effective on mice and rats, but if they will work for that, that's an easy thing to do because they're around right now and are hopefully still around right now and available to pick up off the ground and try. So if anybody else has had any experience with that, let us know. Horse apples or Bodark fruit for repelling pests. Let's see what Candace is up to in Weatherford, Texas. Hi, Candace.
Hello, Dr. Howard. How are you doing today?
I'm great. What's up?
Great. Okay. A doctor friend and I are at odds about carpenter ants. Mm-hmm. I told him that I had read that they do not eat the wood like termites. They build in it. And I watched them just drilling a hole and spit out the sawdust, you know. So they don't eat the wood, right? They just build in it.
Are you taking that side of the argument?
I'm taking the side that they don't eat the wood. They build little holes in it. I watched them, you know, go in and spit out sawdust and go in and spit out.
Well, you're right. You win the prize.
Oh, I'll tell him that.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They're just going in there and making a place to hang out is what they're doing.
Okay,
and
what do they eat, do you know?
Oh, they probably eat seed and, maybe some plant tissue a little bit, but they do not eat the wood. They only go into dead wood. They'll go into an area of your house and eat the wood in the wall because that's dead wood. But generally, they'll only do that if there's some moisture related to it as well, usually a leak or something like that.
Decorative stump outside, and they just dug little holes.
Oh, yeah, they'll eat it up. And outside, they're really beneficial because they help break down things out there, including compost. Well, if you do need, and anybody listening, if you do need to get rid of carpenter ants that are in the house, that's the one ant that you can very effectively control with orange oil. It kills them easily, and it also sets up a repelling quality that they don't like to be around, and they tend to stay away from it.
I haven't seen them in the house, but I had this decorative stump, and they were just drilling away.
Yeah, let them have that.
I'm right. Okay, and pyrethrum. I heard you just a little earlier on your show mention that you don't seem to recommend it. I thought it was natural. When I first bought my home in rural Cleburne, the fire ants were taking over the globes of my yard lights, and I took the globes off, sprinkled pyrethrum, and they died right there before my eyes.
Well, arsenic is natural too, Candace. I used to recommend pyrethrum a lot. I got it, learned it from other people. But the more we learned about pyrethrum and the chemistry of it, it's in the same category now for me as rotenone. It's far too toxic for people to use. It's really bad for people with allergies and kids with asthma. It's especially bad for them, and it can even create those kind of problems in some kids.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, so pyrethrum is no bueno. The other thing about pyrethrum that's interesting is that it's grown in countries in Africa and India and various places. And guess what they use for pest control in the pyrethrum crops?
Tell me. I don't know.
DDT.
Oh, no.
So not only do you get the pyrethrum, but you get a little residue of DDT in the product, too. Yeah. So, nope, don't recommend that.
Okay. Well, that's actually the comment. Several weeks ago, I had mentioned that I got this little disc from Walmart. You can clip it on. I just, when I'm outside, sit it on the steps and turn it on. And it was metoprolol, the ingredient. And so I looked that up at some length, and it's a pyrethroid. I know you can't recommend it because it's a pyrethroid.
Yeah, that's even worse than the natural pyrethrum, right?
Pyrethrum is on steroids or something, but
right.
I don't breathe it. I don't, nothing. And it sure keeps the skeeters away. But anyway, I just wanted to comment on that.
Yep. Take a look at my website and look at the things we recommend instead. It's not a category we like.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Dr. Garrett.
Thank you, Candace.
Bye.
It's Maggie, our friend. Were you the one that called about the horse apples by any chance?
No.
That was another Maggie, huh?
Yes. There's more than one in North Texas, I guess. I know.
I just thought it might be you. What's going on?
Actually, I did try to start some horse apples from seed. You had someone called in last year, talked about leaving in them a bucket over the winter and letting them rot. And I was to that stage, and then it was so wet in May, that bucket kept overflowing, and I just never got any seeds out of it. I should try again. There's a Wad Arc over on Sycamore School Road near the Home Depot, if anybody's looking.
Well, the other thing is that horse apples, the Wad Arc, will grow, propagate from stem cuttings easier than any woody plant on earth, too. So that's just another way to get it going.
And if you snipped it off of a male or female plant, then you would know what you were getting.
You're getting a clone. That's exactly right.
Right. Actually, I called in because I'm finally getting a garden this year. I had tomatoes in the spring, but everything else just was washed out with all that rain.
All the rain and then the tremendous heat that came right after that, yeah.
My okra is maybe 15 inches tall. Now it's getting to the point where it's putting out a whorl every couple of days. But I'm wondering, I think in the past I've never really gotten much in the fall. Does it have to be really hot for okra to be happy and produce, or do you think I'll get anything this year?
If it's full sun, I think you'll do pretty well. The heat helps, but the main thing is full direct sun all day long. If you have that, I think you'll produce up till we have frost.
It's near a fence, so after about 4 or 5 o'clock, it doesn't have sun, but until then,
you're getting the
morning sun and all that.
You're getting the best part of the day, yeah.
Okay.
Should be okay.
I picked my first two eggplants yesterday, and then my lab grabbed one of them and ate it.
Smart doggy.
So I'm hoping to get more that I can keep for myself.
Well, you're doing You're doing better than me. I'm still way behind on getting my fall stuff planted, so good job.
Have a good day.
Okay, Maggie. Thanks for calling. Thanks. Talk to you later. And those of you that haven't started yet, it's especially in the South, you can get that fall garden going. You're getting a little bit late up north, but you'll be surprised at how good a quality of food products you can grow in the fall. And some of the things that are perennials can be planted in the fall for, long term. Asparagus is in that category, of course. Here's Deborah in Vernal, Utah. Hello, Deborah.
Hello. I'm looking for tips on keeping the yellow jackets off the hummingbird feeders.
Okay.
They're not able to get into the hole that the hummingbird gets, but they're just swarming onto the feeder itself.
Well, a couple of things you can try. Orange oil, dabbed on full strength, has been reported to work pretty well. And also the product called spinosad, which is a biological insect control. It will affect the honeybees. It disorients them if it would hit them. But if you're just dabbing it onto the hummingbird feeder and not spraying it all over the place, that's a very good tool. And we've had good reports that it kept the bees and the wasps and the yellow jackets and everything away from the hummingbird feeders.
Wonderful.
Yeah,
I'll
give that a shot.
Orange oil. And it's not going to cause the little birds any issue?
No, it won't hurt the birds or any kind of animal at all.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. The hummingbirds thank you, too.
All right. Appreciate the call. You know, the other thing about hummingbirds that we've really been involved with them here the last couple of months is in addition to the feeders, put out the things that produce red flowers. The Turk's cap is incredible for bringing them in. The firecracker bush is wonderful. They love lantana. They love a lot of flowering plants. So I recommend that you have both at the very least. Howard Garrett will be back with you right after this.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit mosquito dunks and mosquito bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. And they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito dunks and mosquito bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: Children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I now feed my dogs and the pet food that you should let your pets try. They will enjoy it, just like mine do. Victor not only has grain-free choices, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. These great products are naturally preserved with no toxic chemicals, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor dog food and cat food at your favorite pet store or feed store. And for more information about dog and cat food recommended by me, the Dirt Doctor, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
It's funny, we just had an ad for Victor. Somebody just sent me a video, I'll put it on Facebook, of their dog, Barney, with his head buried in the bag of Victor, finishing off the bag. It's pretty funny. I'll put it up for you. Let's see if we can get everybody in here before we leave. Next up is Joanne in Louisville. Hello, Joanne, rather. Hi, Joanne.
It's Joanne. That's fine. Sounds great. Joanne.
Oh, Joanne. Okay.
I have two little gem magnolias that were put in my back landscaping 4 years ago.
Okay.
They have doubled in size. They're just beautiful. Don't put out much flowers, but the leaves are just gorgeous. And I'm having problems with one of them. They're planted 11 feet apart in the same strip of soil, and one has brown leaves that keep dropping. It has dropped, I want to say, almost half its leaves, and the rest are, you know, turning brown. The other looks just as healthy. So I just don't, I'm just so puzzled.
Well, there's bound to be something going on in the ground, Joanne. It's easy to figure it out, too. Do you have any golf clubs around the house?
No, I don't. Well, but I have some sticks that I bought to support plants. They're those long green sticks you buy at the box store.
Yep, that'll probably work pretty well. Probe around the base of those plants, and I think you're going to find that the one that's in trouble is on a perched water table and staying too wet, or for whatever reason, it got too dry. That's the only thing that would cause that kind of a difference that you're seeing between the two.
Okay.
And then when you figure out which it is, you can fix the drainage or water a little bit differently. Do you have an automatic irrigation system?
I do, and I went away for a week. But the property, the different zones were watered twice a week on Wednesday and Sunday. That's my required time. And, you know, so it wasn't, I don't think, lack of watering.
Well, you know, water's a weird animal. It seeks the path of least resistance, and that's why I'm not a huge fan of drip irrigation. that a lot of people use in landscaping. So I'll bet you that something has happened where water is pooling there on that one plant, or it's staying away from it. One of the two has got to be what would cause a difference that dramatic in two plants there that are exactly the same plant.
Okay, what about if I dig down gently? Because I don't know that I'd be able to tell.
That'd be fine, sure. Take a sharpshooter, shovel, or whatever you have, and and go down. If you dig down on the, if there's a low side versus a high side, dig down on the low side, because if there's water standing, that's where it would be. And if it's not, you're probably going to find out real quick that that area, when the area is irrigated, there's not enough moisture getting right down to the ball of that plant.
Okay, so it may be the sprinkler head. Okay, that sounds great. I will try that, and I appreciate your help.
Yeah, if you solve the irrigation and the moisture level in the soil, I think it'll take care of your little plants. That's a good plant, that little gem magnolia.
Oh, it's, they're just beautiful. And more tree. I'm not advertising, but they suggested at the time that particular plant against the wall.
Yeah.
And it's just been gorgeous.
Well, good.
So I'm so distressed that, you know, I'm having trouble. But thank you so much.
You bet. I think it's fixable. Let us
know.
All
right. Thank you.
I'll talk to you later. It's Meredith's turn in New Jersey. Next, listening on WNTP. Hi, Meredith.
Good morning. I have a problem with forsythia.
Okay.
I have at least a half a dozen huge growths of forsythia down my drive, and the weather and storms and the weight of it has pulled it down to the ground. It's bent way over.
Okay.
And I need to know how far back I can trim it so that it'll come back and prosper for me.
Okay. Well, forsythia is a plant that is very durable. You can cut it down to a nub and it'll come back and be fine for you. But here's the rub, Meredith. If you cut it off now, you will eliminate all the flowering for this next spring.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, you're a little late. Now, if it's really bent badly, you're going to have to prune it to some degree. So I would recommend that you prune some of the longest stems off.
And, I've done the suckers.
Well, yeah, it takes some of the weight off is what I'm getting to. Some of the longest limbs, if you cut them back and take some of the weight off, but don't cut all of the terminal growth off so you don't wreck all of the flowering potential for next spring.
Right.
Cut them.
And how much do I need to plant if I want to propagate it from cuttings?
Oh,
like
about
a 6-inch or something.
6 to 8 inches, yeah. 6 to 8 inches, and you can plunge them directly into perlite or organic potting soil and get them to root like that. Or you can bundle them and do the fall way of propagating, hold them over the winter, and then plunge them into the soil next spring. I'd try both and see which way works best for you.
Okay, and how can I kill wisteria? It's invaded my yard, my very sizable yard.
Wisteria? I'm sorry, my only advice to you is to dig it out of the ground. There's nothing you can spray, toxic or organic, that'll do it. You have to physically remove it. Really appreciate your call. I'm going to have to get out of here today. Betty, your question about fleas, you need to look at our website, dirtdoctor.com, and the library, and all the answers are there, and I'll talk to you briefly off the air. Howard Garrett, I've enjoyed being with you, and I'll see you in a week. Until we get together again, enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds.